Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Money Mindful Mom Show. Did the title of this episode get you? It got you, didn't it? It would get me too, because hello, $1,000 extra every month. I'm here for it. I'm sure that you are too. So today we're going to talk about increasing that margin in your budget, meaning we want to increase that gap between your expenses and your income, right? The bigger the space between your expenses and your income, the more that we have to work with when it comes to the goals that you have, whether that be saving to buy your first home or being able to go back to school and change careers. Whatever you want to do, you'll be able to get there faster when we have more money to make it happen, right? So today I want to give you three questions to ask yourself if you want to increase that margin by at least $1,000 every single month. We're sort of slowing down to speed up in today's episode, so go ahead, grab a pen and paper, and let's jump in. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Before we get to today's episode, I have some exciting news for you. If $1,000 extra a month is something that could make a big difference for your family, I really try to bring you things that I know you're wanting based on the things that you're sharing with me over in DMs, in comments on my posts, in feedback right here on the podcast. Because it really matters to me that the very precious time that you are spending listening to this podcast translates to actual progress towards your goals. And so I've heard in many different ways how much it would make a difference to you to have extra money in your budget to do the things that you really desire to do. You know, if we only had an extra $1,000 a month, that would make a big difference in our quality of life. I hear it all the time. So I hear you and I want to help. And that's why I am bringing you a fun challenge called the 3 Days to 1K Challenge. That's kicking off on Monday, April 29th. In this live challenge, I will be walking you through how you can really increase that margin in your budget so that your money can be freed up to do the things that I know that you desire to do so much more than just pay bills and make it until the next month. Now, each day for 3 days, you'll be able to watch the live training. Plus, I'll have a workbook for you that you can follow along with so that you're actually going to start doing the things that I'm sharing to make this extra $1,000 per month a reality in just our 3 short days together. I wanted to make this super affordable, so it's only $37 to join this challenge. And if you are someone who really desires the and then some, I have a way that you can upgrade to VIP, which is where you get to hang out with me on Zoom after the lives have ended, and I will be coaching the VIP participants. So if you're VIP, you can ask your questions, you can get that time with me and learn from what the other ladies are asking too. So to be a part of VIP, it's just $59. So $37 to join the challenge or $59 to be a VIP participant. We start April 29th. So let's go. Let's go. You can sign up right now by heading to the show notes and clicking the link to get yourself enrolled. I am so pumped for this. I cannot wait to get started. It's going to be so fun. So go grab your spot and I'll see you there. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Okay, so before we get to the 3 questions that I had planned for you, I kind of just want to know, before we even get to the actual nitty-gritty of what we're doing here today, what would an extra $1,000 mean for you? you know, maybe that's not really even something that you've thought of because all you think about is just paying bills right now. But, you know, have you been dreaming about starting a business? Maybe you want to start an online clothing boutique, but the startup costs have just been too much and you just keep putting it off. Or maybe you have a child that has different abilities and they could benefit from this new therapy, but it's just not covered by your insurance. And so an extra $1,000 a month would truly be life-changing for you. Listen, I'm not here today to say, oh, that here, this is easy and just wave your magic wand and poof, it'll be easy. It's not easy. It's not. But I will say that it can be simple. Oftentimes, I find that we have these mental blocks as to why we think something's not going to work. And so we shut it down. But if we have someone outside of ourselves challenge us to really think outside of the box and be willing to try something that we may not have been willing to try before, we can get there faster than we ever imagined. All right. So before we embark on our journey to increase the margin in our budget by $1,000 every month, I have three questions for you to ask yourself. You want to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success, right? When you are making the efforts to get this extra $1,000 a month. So sometimes slowing down to speed up can help. So we're slowing down today by asking ourselves these three important questions first, so we don't just jump into something without taking some steps to set ourselves up for success. So here we go. The first question you want to ask yourself is, do I want to focus on decreasing my expenses, increasing my income, or both? So basically, how are we going to eat this elephant here? Okay. One bite at a time, right? So instead of looking at, okay, I should probably have a garage sale and I can make some money there. And then I should probably stop getting coffee while I'm out and just make it at home. And maybe I should start a business and start making some extra money there. Whoa, 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 friend. Let's pump the brakes. If that is your approach, no wonder this feels overwhelming. Let's first think what makes the most sense for our strategy. So the good news is this is a process that I'm going to walk you through in the new 3 days to 1K challenge. So we're going to break this down and you'll be able to use your workbook to come up with your strategy. So no random guessing here because that's not a strategy, okay? Okay. The second question that I want you to ask yourself is, what am I going to do with the extra $1,000 every month? We're not just going to go into this blindly. Like, we need to know this because more money does not equal progress towards your goals. More money backed with a strategy and with action does. Put that on my tombstone. I like the way that sounds. Put it on my tombstone. Okay. Have you ever heard of those people that win the lottery and then they blow it all and they have nothing left to show for it? And you're like, how in the heck could you win the lottery and then have nothing left? It's because more money does not equal progress towards your goals. But seriously, I believe in this so deeply that one of the 3 days in the challenge is devoted to making a plan for that $1,000. Like, I didn't even want to do a challenge that didn't give you the tools for what to do with the extra. I believe in it that much. So if you're not sure what that looks like for you, join us in the challenge and we're going to work it out together. But before you even do the work to figure out how you're going to create this $1,000 in your budget every month, I want you to figure out where it's going to go, because it will disappear if you just say, I'm going to just like kind of leave it in my account and I'll use it if I need it. No, no, friend. I promise you it'll disappear if that is your strategy. Okay. And then number three, lastly, you want to ask yourself, what is my first step that I can take right now? Have you ever taken the time to map out an entire path from where you are to where you want to go when it comes to a goal and then just been way too overwhelmed by it all to even take the first step? Yes, me too. I've totally done that before. So instead of doing that, I want you to think about what the very first step is that you're going to do and do it right now. Honestly, there are probably a handful of things that you could do right now, but I want you to pick one that you can successfully complete right now. So some examples of this might be, I'm going to hop online and I'm going to cancel that subscription that I've been meaning to cancel. I never use it and I keep seeing it and it bothers me every time I see that I'm paying for it. I'm going to go ahead right now and I'm going to cancel it. Maybe text your boss and let them know that you're interested in working some extra hours if they have any. So that could be one step that you're taking to increase your income. It could be maybe you have a business that and you have a physical product that you sell for that business. So one step that you could take right now is you could send out an email to a local business that you have been really wanting your product to be featured in and ask them for a meeting. It's just one step, just one thing, not all the things. Just pick one thing that you can successfully do right now and do it. Nothing more, nothing less. Once you've done that, you can pick another next best step based on the areas of focus that you decide on during that very first question that we asked. There's going to be some time for the big picture stuff for sure, but I want you to get into action on something very simple to start. You know, sometimes all it takes is one small win to get you into action and to keep you excited for the long run. So those are the three questions that you're going to want to ask yourself as you grow that gap between your expenses and your income by at least $1,000 every single month. I cannot wait to hear what you come up with when you answer these questions. So don't be a stranger, you guys. Send me a DM over on Instagram at Money Mindful Moms. Tell me what you came up with. Tell me what your first action step was and tell me how it went. What was the result? It's really fun to hear from you. And I will see you guys back here on the next episode. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.